Hello, this is Jeff Buckles with the Two Roads and Two Destinies Ministries. We're in Genesis chapter 33. We've seen Jacob and Esau have now met. We've seen the favoritism of Jacob. We've seen just a little touch of Joseph, who is going to be a major character in our story to come. The next character that we're really going to look at will be Dinah, the daughter of Leah, the daughter of Jacob. Now, Dinah, of course, the daughter of Leah, as we have said. If you look with me in Genesis chapter 34 and verse 1, Dinah, the daughter of Leah, was she bare unto Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and defiled her. And his soul clave unto Dinah, the daughter of Jacob. And he loved the damsel and spake kindly unto the damsel. And Shechem spake unto his father Hamor, saying, get me this damsel to wife. Now here they have came to Succoth. Salem, a city of Shechem. They have met the people of Shechem. And Dinah, Jacob's daughter, goes out to meet the women of the land because, of course, she wanted to know what they were like. She wanted to meet the ladies. That's normal. That's just what you would do. She gets out there, and the ruler of the land, son, rapes her. Just that simply, he rapes her. Now, there are a lot of women today who have been through terrible and horrible things. And for those who have been through such things, God speaks to us in His Word on them. He doesn't hide things like this from us. What she did was awful. I mean, what they did to her was awful. It wasn't her fault. She had just went out to meet some friends. She wasn't doing anything wrong. I heard a man speak the other day, and he was referring to one of these ladies that were raped here lately and said, well, she shouldn't have been here or there or doing this or doing that. And you know what? He had no right to say that whatsoever. I'll just tell you what the truth is. The person who raped that woman had no right, had no reason. He wasn't caring about anyone but himself. And here Dinah goes down to meet with these ladies, and this man comes out and he molests her and he rapes her. And he falls in love with her. So he speaks kindly to her, and he goes and he talks to his daddy and he says, I want her for my wife. Now, Jacob heard that she had been defiled. He says in verse 5, Jacob heard that he had defiled Dinah, his daughter. Now, his sons were with his cattle in the field, and Jacob held his peace until they were come in. Here, Jacob finds out what's happened, and rather than speak up and say something, he waits till his sons get in from the field. Hamor, the father of Shechem, went out and Jacob communed with him. And the sons of Jacob came out of the field when they heard it, and they were grieved. Now, here they were upset, and they were very wroth because he had wrought folly in Israel, lying with Jacob's daughter, which ought not to be done. The sons came in from the field ready to kill, in other words. Here a man had defiled their sister, had wrought folly in Israel, and done something that shouldn't be done. And Hamor comes and he speaks to him, saying, the soul of my son Shechem longs for your daughter. I pray you give her him the wife and make you marriages with us. Give your daughters to us. Take our daughters unto you. You shall dwell with us and the land shall be before you. Dwell and trade you therein. Get you possessions therein. Shechem said unto her father and her brethren, let me find grace in your eyes. What shall you say unto me, and I will give? Ask me never so much dowry and gifts, and I will give according as you will say unto me. But give me the damsel to wife. Shechem says to Jacob's sons, he says, no matter what it costs me, no matter what the dowry needs to be, I'll pay any price if you'll just give me this woman to wife. He was in love. Well, of course, now the brethren have a plan. So they answered Shechem of Hamor, his father, deceitfully, and said, because he had defiled Dinah, their sister. And they said unto him, we cannot do this thing to give our sister to one that is uncircumcised, for that were a reproach unto us. And this will we consent to you, if you will be as we, that every male of you be circumcised. Then will we give our daughters unto you, and we will take your daughters unto us, and we will dwell with you, and we will become like one people. But if you will not hearken unto us to be circumcised, then we will take our daughter, and we will be gone. So they say, oh, here's a plan. You know that Abraham was given the seal of the righteousness that he had through faith, circumcision. It was a sign that he was chosen by God. And they said, you know, if you want to have our daughters for your wives, and if you want to give your daughters to us, you're going to have to be circumcised. Well, of course, this is circumcision of the flesh and not the true circumcision of the heart the Bible teaches us about. To truly be circumcised, one has to be believing on God through faith. It's a putting away of the old man, as the New Testament teaches us. And it's a trusting in Christ and in God. But they had a plan here. They say, now, if you want to have a relationship with us, you're going to have to be circumcised. Or we're gone. Well, their words pleased Hamor and Shechem, Hamor's son. And the young man deferred not to do the thing because he had delight in Jacob's daughter, and he was more honorable than all the house of his father. You know, this don't say much for the house of his father. He had defiled their sister, and he's called more honorable than all his father's house. He had fallen in love with her, and he gave his word, and he was going to keep it. So he says, well, God, I'll be circumcised. And of course, his father, being the ruler of the land, all he had to do was say the word, and it was so. And it says in verse 24, unto Shechem, his son, hearkened all that went out of the gate of the city, and every male was circumcised, and all went out of the gate of the city. So everybody in their city was circumcised. They listened to what they said. Now, here's the plan. It came to pass on the third day, that when they were sore, the two of the sons of Jacob, Simeon and Levi, Dinah's brethren, took each man his sword, and came upon the city boldly, and slew all the males. And they killed Hamor and Shechem, his son, with the edge of the sword, and took Dinah out of Shechem's house, and went out. And the sons came upon the slain, and spoiled the city, because they had defiled their sister. They took their sheep, and their oxen, their asses, and that which was in the city, and that which was in the field, and all their wealth, and all their little ones, and their wives, they took captive, and spoiled all that was in the house. Simeon and Levi waited for 3 days until the soreness was on these people so bad that they couldn't get up and defend themselves. So we see what the plan was the whole time. It wasn't that they would become one with the people of God, but that they would be circumcised, and they would be in such pain on the third day that they couldn't get up and defend themselves. So Simeon and Levi wait, and whenever the time is right, they strike. And they kill all the males in this city. And they take the women and the children hostage and take them to be theirs because of what they had done to Dinah. Well, Simeon and Levi wasn't the only ones in on this. The rest of the brethren were in on it, too. They go in and they spoil the city. Now, again, here we are setting the groundwork for what's going to happen to Joseph. What kind of men were these? These were vengeful men. These were hardened men. These were men who wouldn't take anything off anybody. And, you know, I almost hate to admit it, but, you know, I've met Christians that way. Are those who say that they're Christians. And there seems to be no meekness and no humility there whatsoever. And they're ready always to strike out immediately at something that's been done wrong to them. And I know I'm the same way myself at many times and in many ways, but one thing that we always have to remember, God has said, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. And that in his own due time, God is going to repay all those who have done to us so wickedly as they have done. We can fully rest assured that at the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he will judge the world in righteousness, and all those who have done wrong to his children will pay the price for it. And I'm not saying that it's not true today that when the Bible says, be sure thy sins will find you out, that is true. It's true that a lot of cases today of people who have done wrong to the people of God or to their neighbor or to whoever, they're going to realize in their own life things that are going wrong because of the very fact of what they did. Be sure your sins will find you out. That is a principle that God has laid down. And if one gets past, if you will, all these sins, the punishment for them in this life, in the day of the Lord Jesus Christ, they won't get past them. It won't be like Simeon and Levi and the brothers. You know, Christians today, we're not going out and striking back at all these people who are attacking us. We're simply trusting the Lord. It's not weakness, it's meekness. Don't mistake the two. One day, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to return, and he's going to deal with those who have dealt this way with his church. And it won't be long. My question today would be, are you ready to meet him? Do you know him as your personal Lord and Savior? He can forgive you. He forgave the Apostle Paul before he was an apostle, before he was even named Paul, when he was a killer of the Christians. God stopped him on the road to Damascus, smote him, showed him who he was. My word for you today is, be saved. This is Jeff Buckles with the Two Roads of Two Destiny Ministries. Goodbye.
Thank you, Jeff. And if you do have any concern about your soul or just any desire for fellowship, if you are a believer, please feel free to call us. If you have any comments or questions, our P.O. box, if you'd like to write, is 689 in Ramsour. But to call us, our phone number this week is 879-56-95. From Jeff Buckles, Mark Beebe, Two Roads, Two Destiny, Radio Ministries.